Anthony, Blake, and Dylan, the Cold Sliced. Ooh.
Welcome back to the Cold Sliced Podcast. We're bringing you another episode. This one is a toppings episode. We are talking about Ridgefield Craft Brewing. Based out of Ridgefield, obviously. It's right in the heart of downtown Ridgefield. Right across the street from the skate park, there's a fire station, a memorial there. Right next to El Rancho Viejo. Yeah, I could go on and on, really.
I was going to say, yeah, it's in a good spot.
Yeah.
Former workplace, Opus School of Music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to that.
Huh.
I learned the bass there.
Yeah.
I learned the bass.
I learned how to slap the old bass.
Got some good memories of that particular area. Huh. Spent a lot of time there.
Yeah.
I took lessons there too, and then I ended up working there.
I'm pretty sure I ruined somebody's concert there when.
I've ruined many singers' concerts with the wrong chords.
Yep, I was like barely even knew how to play the bass, to be fully transparent. And then they didn't have a bass person for like these other songs that I didn't know. And they really decided to test whether or not I was listening during the sheet music practice. And I clearly was not, because it was
playing Smoke on the Water.
I felt so bad. The girl was trying to sing, it was like multiple girls singing some, I don't know, kind of old school song. And then it was just me completely offbeat, screwing the whole song up.
Dude, I know I was doomed from day one with a complex when, after one concert, my dad made me go up and apologize to the singer that I played for.
Oh, my God.
No. He's like, you go up and you say, you're sorry, you know, right?
Yeah. He made me, like, do it in front of her family, too.
Jesus Christ.
It was intense. That's, I was like, I know I didn't practice enough. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was very intense. I mean,
good on him for doing that, though. You know.
And one time, we played in our band together for one of the recitals, and they changed the key of the song right before we went on. I don't know if you remember that, but they're like, God, we got to do it half step down. And we're just like, okay. It actually went pretty well that time.
I had my bass really, really low, so yeah, nobody could hear it. That was like my key move, which I thought was working, but it's not.
Cool.
Anyways.
Memories. So Ridgefield Craft Brewing.
Yeah. So Ridgefield Craft Brewing. We met the bartender there. His name is Jake. We've also met the owner, or the co-owner, Ari, and very sweet people. They're fantastic. Definitely give them a shot. I'm gonna put their QR code up right over here somewhere. And that'll take you right to their website. But yeah, I mean, we showed up and Blake was in the bathroom the whole time.
I'll get into that a little later, but I'm excited to talk about that.
Yeah.
Immediately met with open arms though, which was cool.
Yeah.
Dude, Jake was fucking awesome.
He was awesome.
So
he was
well informed and friendly and just like really willing to help us out.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we approached him, and for the first time ever, I had to approach him because you had locked yourself away.
He was fighting with the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, I know this is awkward, but like, can we film here? We try to highlight local businesses. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. He's like, I love this place. I've been working here since I opened, basically. You know, go ahead. And then he kind of just, you know, held our hand through the entire process and was like, you know, here are the beers you guys want to try. You know, definitely try something from El Rancho Viejo. So what was your guys' favorite beer there?
I loved the Starry Night, the espresso one.
Yeah, that was like, that was definitely a beer that, I'd have a glass of it, I'd say. I loved it, but.
You can't slam like three or four.
No.
Like a lager, but
it's a
it was very,
beer.
Very tasty and yummy.
Yeah.
I love the name too. It's very cute. It's called the Starry Night, which is a combination of Steve and Ari, the owner.
Yeah.
So Starry, that's a nice name.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, they had some pretty cool names for a lot of their beers.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, I'm kind of with you guys. Like, it was cool. Jake brought us out like a flight so that we could try, a few of the really, you know, beers that he thought we should try on there, I should say.
Yeah.
And they were all great, honestly. I think for me, I'm not normally into like the darker beers,
like a porter really. Kind of situation.
Yeah, not really into those usually, so I thought, but maybe I just wasn't having good ones because that one was very impressive because I was not expecting to like it, especially since it was going to be like an espresso flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then it like blew my socks off. It was super, super good.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree. My favorite was what was your favorite?
My favorite was the new one that they had, actually, or newer at the time, The old Prospector.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is that what
yeah.
it was called? Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I thought because that's like it was a golden ale, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I honestly haven't had many of those either. I'm pretty much like I've been so stuck in my ways that it's like I'll do a lager or I'll do an IPA depending on the day.
Yeah.
So it was fun to you know do the flight and try some other ones, and then I ended up having another glass of the that old Prospector. It was really good.
Yeah, that was a good one for sure. My favorite was the Norse Code. The Norse Code. And it had that, they brew it with Kvaic. It's like this yeast or like, you should, honestly, if you're listening and you're interested, check out our video that we released on Monday for this place. It's our on-the-go video. I think I explained it a little bit better there, but the Kvaic is either a yeast or it's... a wheat or something like that that goes into brewing the Norse Code. So it's very cool. And on top of that, check out the interview that we're going to be releasing, I think on Friday. So that's an actual interview at their brewery and with the owner, Stephen Ari.
Yeah, super, super excited for that one to come out.
Yeah, definitely. So they gave us that's a really cool opportunity.
I was gonna say, I think all of the more high level I don't know definitions or distinctions behind the beers and everything will be
revealed
in that yeah with people who actually know what they're talking about so
yeah exactly but they're local man they're so local I think their brewery is like 4 miles away if that from their actual brewery or actually their actual storefront so I mean that's what we do like they're local we love to support them they have great beers it's a great atmosphere. Ping pong, I think every other Saturday or once a month on a Saturday or something like that. Bunch of games.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I remember the game corner. It was right next to the bathroom, which I was at frequently.
Their calendar, they have a calendar up there because they like have so many different events going on and mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like booked out when you look at it. You're like, oh man, they got something for everybody on there.
Yeah,
so they got do. Open mic stuff.
Definitely like a
there
cool
before.
Environment.
Not even at the open mic, but they've hired me before, which is really amazing. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah. They got trivia. Yeah.
It's a good time.
It's something the spot to be. I mean, they have, I don't know if this is true anymore, but they used to have like a rotating like food truck show up and then that was cool. So you walk outside and you get your food and then you bring it inside. And then of course they have El Rancho Viejo, which is right next door and they bring over food, which is always really good.
Yeah. And they're right across from a food cart, little pod
the food
thing.
Pods. Yeah.
But they have a really cool, what's nice is like they're bringing, it seems like they're bringing, they're helping like bring customers to a lot of the different restaurants that are around there too. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, you know, they have these connections now where they're like, hey, you can order here. And it's like El Rancho Viejo. And then honestly, I'm drawing a blank on some of the other, there's a lot, but a lot of the different restaurants in that area, maybe we'd.
Yeah, like
throw them up on a list or something for people to see. But
yeah, there's plenty of restaurants over there for sure. Actually, you know what? I just found out last night. They distribute to the casino.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I was there and I saw their local beer up there.
Oh,
that's cool.
On tap.
Uh huh.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, nice. I'm like that's pretty fucking awesome.
Love seeing that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like I wonder how they struck that deal. Maybe we'll have to ask them during the interview.
Yeah,
is Exit 16 with the casino too, or are they not?
I haven't seen them there, I don't think, but they should be as well because Exit 16 is awesome beer.
It's a local center beer.
Yeah, because it's Exit 16.
Yeah.
That's the mm-hmm. exit.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, dude, I mean, I honestly, I cannot talk enough about how amazing Ritual Craft Brewing is. Like, I live in Los Center, but Jaden and I will go to Ridgefield just to go there and pretty much nowhere else.
Mm-hmm. Like, how far is that? Like 15 minutes for you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So, and we try to go maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks.
I was going
to
say, you guys go a lot, which was, it was cool because he already knew kind of like what he liked about it and he was excited to show us. It's a lot of the places that we've gone, I think we've maybe been to once, twice. And like, we're like, hey, this is a really cool spot. Let's go check it out. But
apart from Ghost Runners and Brothers.
Yeah. But this one was like, I hadn't been there, but Dylan was like, hey, we got to go check this place out. There's a ridiculous amount of things that they offer, really cool people. And so it was pretty cool to see it.
Yeah, definitely. And the fact that they were so just inviting, like, and they're that's like always, that to everyone. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, that's always the most nerve-wracking part for us when we do the on-the-go filming. I think we've probably mentioned this before, but the initial, hey, we're here to now hopefully film and like review your food with, you know, relatively zero warning. Hopefully this is okay, you know.
I actually went back to Ghost Runners yesterday for a happy hour with my job.
Oh, nice.
And I was just like, God, I hope she doesn't remember me. Like with all my coworkers and stuff. She didn't. But
was she there?
Yeah, she was there. Yeah.
Where was the sticker?
I didn't see the sticker. She probably just threw it away.
I hope not. Those are $5.
Yeah.
No, $3 now, actually.
$3. Stickers are $3. I forgot to mention that. I also forgot to mention, again, the BBL lip injections are back. So
I'm just going to show that off.
Yeah. Zoom it in. Yeah. I'm going to own it.
You should do a side angle.
Yeah. I look like a Simpsons character. It's probably our Big Mouth character.
Oh, know? Yeah.
Like,
That show is so sexualized.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole point.
I think that's the point, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get mad at that.
I couldn't. I think I watched the first season of it. I was like, this is pretty funny. But then I was like, I can't
get behind it.
I can't watch anymore.
It's weird.
I think it's funny. I think I definitely like a group of people that would really like that. But it's it's one of those ones I was like, okay, this has got to be enough for me.
Middle schoolers and high schoolers are having sex all the time.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I don't even need to like be a part of that at all. So
it's multiple fetishes, anime, not of mine.
Oh, okay.
Just, what, are they just hitting every box for you?
No, not mine, not my box.
Not since I shaved the mustache off.
Yeah, exactly. My box, but not that one.
Yeah. Yeah, man, Ritual Craft Brewing was amazing. I mean, I love that place a lot. And I'm very excited for you guys to watch the interview that we did with them, as well as on, you know, hopefully you've already watched the on the go episode we did about them as well.
Cause it's cool, that we get a whole week of Ritual Craft Brewing. That's a cool format. If we can pull it off, it'd be cool to do more often.
Yeah.
Episode then interview.
That's a good, that's a good way to put it. It's Ridgefield Craft Brewing Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it'd be cool. I mean, we're just bullshitting here, but it'd be cool to like have the interview be separate. So it's not like a whole thing where you have to set up the interview and the eating at the same day.
Right.
It's cool that it's kind of spaced out.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, man. Ritual Craft Brewing Week. I think that's the thing. I'm going to put that title up like right here. Hopefully it'll just slide across.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting really good at the editing.
Thank you.
Yes, videos that's come a long way.
Profesh.
Yeah, Jaden loves it. She's like, oh, you just filmed all day and now you're going to sit edit there all day and edit? Yeah.
The yes. Grind, baby.
It's the grind, baby. Do it for the love and the Patreon members, hopefully. Speaking of Patreon, we release all of our, we release a lot of our stuff early on Patreon. So if you want early access, it's only like a day early, but if you want early access, check out our Patreon. It's $5 a month. Super easy. You get my stand-up comedy. You get early access videos. And because of you, Blake, if you join from the last video that was released, you get a sticker. So
nice.
Yeah. You just dropped that on us like two episodes ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked so far.
So far.
But I'm hoping that that is a good reason for people to want to, you know, subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Me too. The stickers are cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know why we don't have one up somewhere.
Yeah, why don't
we got one on your shirt?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. We do have Ritual Craft Brewing stickers up though. One right there.
Oh, yeah.
Another one over there.
Yeah, so, we should totally put stickers up.
Yeah, I think we should on the grass wall. Yeah, anyway. Ritual Craft Brewing is great, man. Watch the videos that we put out about it. You know, I'm really excited about the interview. So I hope you guys check that out when it comes out. And yeah, I mean.
In other news. I'm engaged now, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yay.
Now we're all the pi-fecta. We all got our rings. Let's hold them up for everybody. Hell yeah.
Yeah. We're all engaged now.
And
cut that.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, cut that. That's gay.
Yeah, it's been enlightening and awesome.
Yeah, how'd it go, do you feel? we were there.
But yeah, you guys were there.
I mean, obviously it went well. You got
engaged.
Yeah. I pulled it off without her figuring it out beforehand, which was the main task.
Yeah.
Because the whole deal was like we bought the rings together beforehand because I have a tendency to overspend on things.
No.
And
he gets excited.
Yeah.
And the jeweler was like handing me like a $10,000 ring and telling me only today it was for $3,000. I was about ready to bite it. And I was like, you know what? This is probably something I should involve her with. So aside from that ring that I was really excited about, there was this other ring. And the other ring that I thought would be good was actually the one that she picked out anyways. So that worked out. But because we bought the rings together, she knew that that was happening at some point, but we had always been talking about it's going to happen in the summer. I just kept drilling that in. It's going to do it be in the summer, in the summer, in the summer.
Yeah.
And I surprised her in the spring.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Tell us how you did it.
I will. With every detail. It's excruciating.
Don't like tell us, but
the air is silent. Right now.
Do it. Do it now. Now do it.
All right, so we had our double album release show. So the Filament, my band, and my fiance Haley's band, we both released our album. So we had a show at Show Bar in Revolution Hall. And during one of the songs, I
was like, "What day? What time was it? Can you tell me in military time?"
I always do this to you guys. I love a good story.
No, apparently, you don't.
Because I make my story. Sometimes they're good. It just depends on how I tell it. I just don't talk very often throughout the day, so
you just get excited to like
just say the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good.
We got some time to kill, so.
That's good. Okay, so beforehand, I made sure that all our projections that we were going to have up on the screen behind us when we were playing, I made sure they were all on my computer. So Haley had her projection, and then we had our own projection. And because they were on my computer, I was able to take her projection and Photoshop it with my brother helped me with that. we Photoshopped it so that her logo that said Haley Lynn on it and a picture of her face, we put the text over it that said, "Will you marry me?" and just like edited it a little bit.
Do you still have that picture?
I do. I can send it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll put it up right now. Thanks, Dylan.
Thanks, future Dylan.
Yeah.
So during one of my songs called The Most, which is about what it feels like to maybe get engaged someday, I was waiting for the right person to dedicate it to. I dedicated it to Haley. And then we played the song. And then in the middle of the song, we looped one of the section. I got down on my knee. And then the projection changed to the "Will You Marry Me?" And then I said, "I'm not finishing the song without being engaged." Walk the line style, like Johnny Cash. Still ahead, yeah.
Nice.
And then she said yes. And then she was mad because she hates surprises. And she started hitting me during the song. But she was very happy. And yeah, it was the trick to it was that because she knew that the rings were there, she would check the box, like check the ring box every day before she would leave the house to see if I had taken the ring. So it was very hard to get the ring from her without knowing. And she checked the ring before she left for sound check, which was at like 5 o'clock. And I was supposed to sound check with her.
Dude, it's not the Benadryl putting me to sleep anymore.
I was supposed to be at the sound check with her, and I drove back to the house, and she was kind of mad and flustered because I was supposed to sound check with her. But I drove back to her house during her sound check, got the ring, drove back to the venue, then like calmed her down, and then so she was surprised, is what I'm trying to say.
No, it was very exciting. It was cool. It was cool to watch, too.
It was cool. We'll explain it to you guys.
It was very cool to watch, yeah.
It was. It was cool. Revolution Hall, if you've ever been there, is like this giant school in the middle of Portland, basically. And they have a smaller venue called the Show Bar. Mm-hmm. So you walk in. It kind of looks like a 50-style diner-ish kind of bar. And then you walk in, and the venue's there. And, you know, Blake and Haley played up on stage, and then they had all of their family members. It was the biggest crowd I've actually ever seen at your show.
It was, yeah, it was probably the most tickets we've ever sold to a show. I've technically played for larger crowds, but it's just by happenstance of, like, being around a large crowd. These were, like, all people there to see us,
And yeah, you found a way to monetize your engagement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
which is living
anybody
the dream.
Who's going to do it.
That's true.
I knew that it would be a good opportunity. I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was, yeah, I wanted it to be a surprise, and I wanted it to be around all of our friends and family. I did fuck up. I forgot to like check in with her best friend. Yeah. So that kind of sucks.
Why? What was the deal with that?
That everyone else besides her was there.
Oh, I did that too.
There's so much going on though. It's so hard to do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's like, why didn't you tell me? And then I was like kind of being a bitch in my head. I was like, well, I thought that you couldn't come to the show anyways because you said you had work. And she's like, well, if I knew that you were going to do that, I would have taken off work. But I was like, I thought that...
Well...
In my head, I was like, I thought that, like, I wanted them to be there or whatever, but I fucked up, and I'm sorry for that. I'm getting all sad now.
I mean, I don't know. I think that, yeah, there was people that missed my engagement, too, that I probably should have told. But I think that, you know, when you're doing that, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And then, like, on top of it, like... It's stressful enough to do that, but then you chose to do it on the biggest night of your band's career, yes. too. That it's like there's so much going on at that point. Like, you know, unfortunately, one person like wasn't aware of it.
Yeah,
that sucks. But
yeah, I just thought that they already asked their work to get it off because they had just gone into like a bachelorette thing.
Sure.
And it was just oversight at my part because I had so much going on.
I did that too with Jaden's best friend, and I just. God. We don't see her often just because she's got a kid and, you know, she's doing her thing. And so when I planned the engagement, I was like, all right, everyone's here. And like you said, there's so much going on.
And you're so excited. You're like, I got everyone here. And then you find out and you're like, oh.
I'm like trying to keep it a secret from her and like make sure her family's keeping it a secret, which didn't work out apparently. But like, oh. Yeah, someone ruined it.
Not want to get into that.
No. So I ended up accidentally like forgetting this person, and I was just like, "Fuck me, dude!" And like, we went and had drinks with her like months afterwards, and she's like, "Why didn't you invite me?" And I was like, "It's not like that. I forgot you existed."
Dude, I've never had that much adrenaline running through my body at one time.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you black out when you did it?
No, actually, like. I don't know how to describe the feeling. Like, I was super nervous all day until we started, like 15 minutes before we started playing. Then I wasn't nervous at all. Because I think there's like energy waves that you ride.
Yeah.
And I had been riding a wave like all day. My stomach was in a knot. I started crying at one point, like not even during the engagement, but like I was just like, this is it.
It's a lot of stress. I did it mine. I cried a little bit of mine because I was just like, thank fucking God it's over.
Yeah, it's over. But so mine was just like, everything that I've ever done has led up to this moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you got to let go of all that shit and you're committing now. I was like, I'm so happy that this is happening.
Yeah.
So I was nervous all day, and then I wasn't nervous at all, but my nervous energy translated into one of the most aggressive vocal performances I've ever given on every single song. And I listened back to it, I was like, what was I doing? And I was just like, I had just so much going on, so I'm not exactly proud of the way I sung because I was just yelling on every song.
I don't think Brett was proud of the way you sang it either.
No, he let me know. Yeah. He's like, one good thing happened today.
Oh, no.
I was like,
so brutally honest.
We paid for it to be like professionally recorded and filmed, so listening back to that was a little bit discouraging. Just realizing that I'm just like, feel it alive! Uh-huh. Came on!
I mean, it translated into like a really energetic
show. It
was show.
Good energy, I will say that.
Mm-hmm. It's half the battle.
It's half the battle, but...
showmanship, baby.
It was a learning moment, definitely, because my dad was like, I've never heard you drop so many F-bombs in a show. So... There was that, but instead of getting nervous, I just got really loud and
That's not a bad way to handle.
Not angry,
it.
But
yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah,
I was just surprised. I thought for sure like you'd have. I don't know. We handle stress differently, obviously, but like I definitely like I had a whole thing planned to say, and I don't know how many words actually came out correctly from my like little speech that I was gonna give.
Same.
As soon as like. we turned and I went to get down on one knee. Mm-hmm. Like I saw her and then I saw her crying, like happy tears, obviously, because mm-hmm. we knew what was going on. And I don't know what I said after that. Like, I just know that she accepted the ring and we're married now happily.
Yeah.
But like,
yep.
I do remember being on one knee and I'm like, I think, and honestly, it was like 100 degrees out there too.
Yeah,
like,
it was so hot.
I was like, I definitely thought that I was going to pass out.
Yeah. Like, the rest of us did too.
Like the walls were closing in on me real quick.
Uh-huh. It's always a weird thing to do, like a social engagement, you know?
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the norm.
I don't think so necessarily. I think most people's are private.
Yeah. I think it's sort of popular to do a social one, but like it's a lot of work and it's like it's already a stressful thing.
I think for all of like the three of us though, and then our counterparts as well though,
yeah.
We all are kind of like, we like people being around, especially yes. like our loved ones and stuff. So I think that we did it correctly, but
yeah.
definitely
yeah.
like intimate, person. Like one-on-one things are
yeah.
a route to go.
Totally. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, look at us. We're doing a podcast now. Like clearly we like the attention.
Yes. That's true. That is true.
I knew I wanted it to be public around all of our family and friends.
Yeah, that really worked out.
Yeah, and I thought like Haley on stage was just bluffing, like sprucing it up and saying like, we sold it out. But we actually got the ticket count back from the venue officially, and we actually sold it out. Like,
wow,
that's super cool.
They originally gave us a cap of 200, and we pre-sold 160 tickets, and then like 40 more people came to the door and it was 200. And then they took more chairs out and they opened up 20 more seats. And the door also did that. So
wow,
220 tickets we sold.
Wow.
That's awesome, dude.
That's cool.
I'll have to ask you off camera, but I'm just curious how much that was.
Well, the venue took a percentage of it.
Yeah.
But
you don't have to say.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll tell you later. But
yeah,
it was, everyone in the band got paid a good amount.
Nice.
For that's a good night's work.
Fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that you'll do, we've talked about this a couple episodes back, but do you think you'll do more shows like that?
Yeah.
Do you guys do those, like once a month or something, right?
No. We do what once a month? We don't.
Get together as a band?
Oh. Well, to practice, we get together like, if we're leading up to a show, we'll get together once a week. But for shows, no. The last time we played was 6 months ago.
Okay.
You were there for that at the Mississippi Pizza.
Yeah.
So right. We did September 30th. Was the last one, and then this one was March 15th. And then the next one, we're going to start playing a little bit more often, but we're not going to headline like that more than once or twice a year. Because you just can't call on your family and friends to be there.
Yeah.
Like in that way. And the whole goal is to, like, every time you do that, play a little bit larger venue. So, like, the first one was 100 cap. This one we sold 220. The next one we're trying to go for Mississippi Studios, which is 300.
Hmm.
And yeah, I can't expect 300 people to come every month.
No, that's true. That is true.
And build some demand and like anticipation.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think you're doing it right.
Trying, but we are trying to open for people more and do stuff. So we're playing the Rose Festival.
Oh, nice.
June 8th. And we're doing like the Le Center Saturdays in the Park. We got hired for that, which is cool.
I just saw that on my birthday, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be
in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
I'll be at an airport.
Yeah. Oh, we're not doing the game this year.
We are still doing the game this year.
Oh, just earlier.
You guys will.
We're gonna find you in Mexico.
Okay.
I need your money for the tickets now.
You got to tell them a little bit about what you do every year. With that.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty fun.
Every year, it's for my birthday, July 6th. So if you guys want to subscribe to Patreon around July 6th, that's all right. Instead of doing like a birthday party or like just going to a bar, super boring, I actually end up putting together a game. I think last year it was like a manhunt sort of situation. The year before that was, oh no, I'm sorry. Last year was the engagement. So that was all set up anyway, but it was like basically, it's basically like a bar crawl, but
scavenger hunt.
Scavenger, yeah.
Yeah. So nobody knows anything about what the game's going to look like or what it's going to entail until the day. And then they all meet up somewhere and they get a text message or I'm there with them and kind of explaining the game to them. And then it's off to the races.
It's like the Amazing Race a little bit.
Yeah, totally. And it's kind of like all around the city, different bars and different things like that. So
it's very fun. And you can see us on your maps the whole time, but we can't see you.
Yes.
So it's fun to
track you guys.
You were so nice to include me 1 year because our birthdays are really close together.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to have a little buddy and watch people and like try to hide from them.
Yes. So like that year we were out in Portland and we were just like running around and like, it's crazy though. It's like so much fun because you're like, you round a corner, and if like you see someone that you like that's obviously an opposing team or whatever, then you have to take off the other way depending on the rules and stuff. So yeah, so it's so much fun, dude. It's a good time. So we will be doing the game. I will not tell you guys a date until we get a little closer.
That's cool. I love that game.
Yeah, it's a good time for sure. So yeah.
What else?
Well, I was say along those lines of that, we're looking for honeymoon destinations now.
Oh, us too.
And that has been
a nightmare.
Oh my gosh.
It's awful.
Planning the wedding has been hard enough.
Nightmare.
Just to clear things up, like we're married, Emily and I. We got eloped, and so now we're doing the actual wedding coming in July, just so people aren't like, what is this guy talking about? But so we're still doing a wedding for family and friends, and obviously for us too, in July, which has been, I would say, stressful, but I have been so far removed from it. Like, I help with anything that I get asked to help with, but I also know that like Emmy is running the show on this, and you know, and her mom and everybody else that's helping, like they're really kind of handling it. I don't think that they want my input too much, to be completely fair. I'm just not good at planning stuff.
Dude,
and they
you
know
got,
that is a godsend.
I know you got a square deal on that, dude.
Yeah,
that is
awesome. You think that, but then I feel bad the whole time. So I'm like, oh, I don't know, what else could be helped with? You know, it's like, so it puts me in a little weird spot with that. But I am helping with figuring out where we're going for the honeymoon. And that has been, it's been fun finding out all these different places that you could go. We want to do, we're just going back and forth on, do we stay like domestic or do we try to go somewhere international?
Go to Mexico, dude.
We don't want to go to Mexico because she's been to Mexico. And so we're trying to do something, we're leaning towards international. We want to do something that like would be a fun, you know, like once in a lifetime experience for us before we come back. Get, you know, set with like a mortgage and then kids. And then it's like, we want it. So preferably we'd like to do international, but we're just bouncing around. Obviously so many different places you could go to and settling on one.
So
has
much
been,
money too.
Yes, there's that too, but it's been difficult to figure out. So we're like just throwing so many different ideas up, like going over to like the UK, and you can then bounce around to so many different spots and see so many different things. Yeah. Or, you know, we could go, like we've looked at
so much work,
going to like Vietnam and doing, that's the one we've really been kind of leaning towards. Cause we wanted to try to do a mixture of like a little bit of like a backpack experience. And then also at the same time, still scratch that itch of like a, you know, really nice all-inclusive resort. So we're like, we could go to Vietnam and do that kind of trip that everybody, you know, does that you see on YouTube where they, you know, purchase like a moped, little motorcycle deal. And then you kind of cruise all the way down the country, see everything, and then you jump on a flight, you sell your bike at the next, they have a bunch of different places to like buy and sell motorcycles. So then you sell that, you jump on a plane ticket for, you know, dirt cheap and fly over to Thailand and then stay at some, you know, nice resort and kind of travel around and see the country there.
That sounds like so much work for a honeymoon.
It does. But then it's like if we went to somewhere on the UK, like neither of us have been, and we're going to want to see all these different spots that we're going to be walking and traveling and looking and seeing. Yeah. So it's like, I almost feel like we wouldn't really relax that way either.
No.
So
neither, none of the things you just listed sound like a relaxing.
Well,
like,
but that's the thing though, that if we did this other one, it'd be like a 2.5 week trip, and we would do the first like week, you know, or so traveling through Vietnam, kind of getting the backpacker side of like, oh, we're going to go, you know, travel light kind of deal. And then go hop on a plane, go to Thailand, stay at one of their really nice all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
And that's when you would get the more relaxing side of it. So we're looking at that, but also I'm kind of reaching out if anybody knows any really cool spots that would be nice to honeymoon and wants to shoot us some ideas.
There you go.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I think we're just going to do Mexico, like fly in all-inclusive, you know, like just literally hang out for a week. But that being said, we also do have a second honeymoon we're going to do that, you know, was gifted to us by a family member because they own a timeshare or whatever, but up to Whistler in the summer.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be sweet.
Yeah. So that's all done and paid for, but.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think Mexico, man, I'm just like, I've been to Mexico, she's been to Mexico, you know, whatever, but we've never been to an all-inclusive, like, just show up and drink.
I will say, it's probably, why would I didn't know I phrase it like that. I've never been, but I bet it's relaxing.
Yeah.
I see like the Snapchat stories and videos from, we have some friends that have gone over
every year.
Yeah. a pretty good amount of times, and they'll stay in just this these ridiculous nice resorts. And I see like the videos, like they have like multiple clubs built into the resort, mm-hmm. like different bars, different restaurants, everything's all inclusive, all really nice, you know, pools and mm-hmm. the whole thing and beaches and stuff. I'm like, it seems like it could be really cool, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder if a cruise would be cool.
If you like cruises, I'm sure it would be.
I've never been on a cruise. I do want to do one at some point, but
I don't know
if I'll do it. Yeah, for a while.
I think it's gross, and I think it's like, you know,
I'm still
a bunch of old people.
I'm kind of afraid of the open ocean like that.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't.
Yeah.
I know those ships are huge, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. I've never done it, so I don't know how I would handle it. And then being trapped on the boat,
right,
or a ship, it seems. Is the one thing that's kind of getting me like, what if I don't like some of the dudes that are on that ship,
yeah, exactly.
And then I'm just stuck on there with them for a week.
It's true. That is true. Yeah.
Dude, that would be the worst if you like make a new friend that wants to follow you around the whole time.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like the worst.
And every time I go on any sort of vacation, I end up making a friend that then thinks that we're buddies. And I don't know if I could do it on a cruise where you just can't get away.
What are you guys going to do? I know it's early.
I would like to go out of the country.
Yeah.
For sure. But I also need money. So.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I would say my first thing that comes to mind would be Italy.
Oh, that would be cool.
My parents have been there so many times and they know all the cool spots, so they could help us figure out where to go. And I just.
Probably go with you.
Yeah. They would want that.
Uh huh.
They're going again in a couple weeks.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Shout out to Chuck and Shannon, the only other people on this planet that own these shirts that we have. They're actually in Ireland, and I think they're going to Scotland. They should be there today, actually.
Yeah.
So they're like landed yesterday, and I think they're there now. And they're gonna like.
It's exciting.
They were like, "We'll get you international," and then you know.
Dude, I would love to try some Guinness in Ireland.
Yeah, me too.
That is another one I threw out. I was like, what if we went to Ireland? And
that would be a cool one.
My wife knows me too well.
So drink.
She's like, what? So we can literally walk from pub to pub?
I was like,
yeah. You know, or drive, crawl, whatever.
Whatever. What's the problem with that?
No, but cool. I do want to see the headquarters. I just watched a video the other day because I've been researching all these places to honeymoon at, and I was like, well, let's check out, you know, Ireland, and obviously it's beautiful, but
and then it's just a hop over to London too.
If we went the UK route, I'm sure we'd probably fly in there, I'd imagine.
Yes.
And then you know, from there bounce around.
What makes it different, that Guinness? Is it like they use different water or something?
I don't know. I know it's nitro over there, like it's supposed to be nitro, but apart from that, I don't know why it's different.
You know what I saw that doesn't have to do with that, like the ingredient side of things, but they have one of those, you know, like when you go to a coffee shop and they have like those almost like photo printer things that, you know, they always make designs
for the foam art and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they have for the Guinness, they have that where you can do it and you can get like your face or whatever, like imprinted on the beer.
That would be cool.
Which I was like, that's kind of sick.
Yeah.
That is cool.
It's kind of neat.
That'll feed my ego for sure.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh my God. But yeah, there's so many places I want to see in the world, and I feel like I also want to perform at all these places. So it'd be cool to like just plan a tour.
Okay, so
but I want to relax.
Yeah, I get where you're going with that. And like when we go for my bachelor trip, when we go to Canada, I want to perform there too, which I don't know what's going on with stand-up comedy in Vancouver, Canada, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of open mics up there.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know what it... I've looked and I've searched and whatever, but I'll do some more looking. But I thought about doing a stand-up set in Mexico. But I'm like, I don't know that much Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't think those are my people anyway. Like,
and they might just laugh at you in general for being up there trying.
To get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That might work.
But I'm like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, you know, everywhere I travel, like we're also planning on going to Europe next year, like as a separate trip. Because she's never been, and I'm like, I'm definitely going to do stand-up when I'm there, for sure.
Sure, yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you were talking about, is that the trip you were talking about, seeing if we wanted to go to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
You guys want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the...
You weren't there.
Third invite.
Oh. You weren't there.
Where was I?
I don't know.
In the bathroom.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Probably. I was probably in the bathroom. That's right.
No, we honestly, we probably might rescind our do you want to come with us offers.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, dope. Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for breaking the news there.
I've never done all-inclusive in Mexico, but I did go to Mexico when I was younger, and riding with the dolphins is sick.
Oh, that would be cool.
You should do that.
On a banana boat or what?
I don't know. I think they just have dolphins at this place, and then you go there, and then you, like, get in the water with them, and then they, like, literally they lift you up into the air and then, like, do a little dolphin dance.
I don't think they're going to be able to do that with me. I think they're going to try to fuck me.
I was
There's,
eight.
Like, four dolphins.
I was 8 years old when I did this, so it's probably pretty easy.
He's got them lips.
They break their
There's
neck.
Something about dolphins that make me a little uneasy.
Uncomfortable? Yeah.
I think that they're... You know, supposedly they're nice, but I also hear that they attack people and then they definitely
they're
do.
Rapers. Dude.
Yeah, they try to.
Aren't
they do
all
that.
Animals rapists though? Like in a sense.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of true, isn't it?
So why I don't understand why people specifically call it the dolphins.
Well,
not all
because
dolphins.
They'll rape there's
all not those, all dolphins.
There's all video. There's a lot of videos online of that happening.
Yeah. Are they rape people or other
yeah.
dolphins?
Both. Hmm. Yeah. They'll just flap on top of you.
I just, when I imagine rhinos doing it, I can't imagine that that's also not
what?
Consensual.
Whoa, I see what you're saying. No, I think it is consensual for like a lot of animals, but
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. They're too smart.
Yeah.
And it throws me off.
I feel the same way about horses, dude.
Yeah, I know. You definitely don't like horses.
No,
I remember that.
They're ginormous bugs to me. They're just not
they
smart
have
enough.
Bugs flying around. What
are
you, eyes
they're pretty time. Smart. Horses are pretty smart.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
That's
or do
the
they
scary
just,
part.
They can sense things. Like, if you don't think the right thing when you're riding it, they won't jump for you, and then you'll get hurt.
I think that's, no. I think that's superstitious.
How many horses have you rode?
None of them.
You want to hear superstitious? This is something that I found... I can't remember who was talking about this, but, and this is also like level of, like knowledge I have behind this topic is the same as like, I read an article title,
okay.
But, there's supposedly like pregnant women will get in the water with dolphins and dolphins obviously can sense that they're pregnant and will like hang out around the pregnant women. Like, I don't know if they're protecting them or what, but also there's like a whole study done. I don't know how extensive it was, but that like something about, I think it's like giving birth in the water around dolphins leads to a more like intelligent, higher level child or something
like
that.
I doubt that.
That's pretty
weird. Not if they're coming from that parent.
yeah, I don't know. I remember hearing about that dolphins. And I was like, that's
what kind of granola weird. Fucking weirdo
Dude,
wrote
if
that
I had
article?
Five kids, I would
yeah,
try
like,
on
my
the
armpit
sixth.
Hairs. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds stupid.
What do you
well, have
think
you
about?
Ever given birth around a dolphin?
Not recently.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What do you guys think about a water birth, home birth versus hospital?
I think that's disgusting. Like, just go to a hospital where, like, if you're going to die, like...
Yeah, I don't have any say
you.
On it. I mean, there was so many times that, like, you know, they didn't have a hospital to give birth in, so, like...
Oh, back in the 1800s? Yeah.
Dude, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea on that topic. I think that there's arguments for, honestly, each side.
We don't live in the Appalachians, dude.
It's like you want to be safe, but also at the same time, you might want to save $15,000.
It's 12.
How much it is. I think it's 10 or something.
Something like that. I don't know. Depends on your health insurance. But no, at-home birth, dude, what is wrong with you? It's gross. And then that's like akin to like eating the placenta. Ugh. That's a thing people do?
A lot of health benefits, apparently.
Oh,
I was talking to the dolphins about it.
The dolphins told me. That's why they're hanging out, dude.
Yeah.
They're waiting for that placenta to pop out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a taste of them. You got to put those dolphins down, dude.
No, I don't know. I heard there's like a bunch of health benefits or it's really nutritious or something, but it's
fried. Why is everyone so concerned about being healthy? Like,
we should have a placenta episode, fried placenta.
Oh,
try it out on the cold slice.
No, that's disgusting.
I couldn't do it. I don't think I could do that.
Ugh,
yeah,
I just ruined it.
Now, so we have to eat after this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's our episode. if you guys haven't already, check out our heavy metal brewing episode. Check out the Richfield Craft Brewing episode. Stay on the lookout for that Richfield Craft Brewing interview. Hopefully my lips go down by that. That would be really cool. But yeah, check out our Patreon. Check out our social media. Love you guys. Thanks for watching. The cold slice, yeah!